Let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this word tonight. This is not what I was planning on preaching, but I thank you, Lord, for giving me this word, that this is a word that we need to hear because it's what's happening in our world today. The circus and the theater continues. Help us see who the clowns are. Help us see who the deceivers are. Help us see the deception you want us to see. Help us warn this time, in this season, in this window, we have to warn in Jesus' name. And everyone said? Yeah. It says that right here in Psalms 94, in verse 16. We'll read a little bit before that, but I just want to go on this verse. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? This is a day we have to stand. We got to dig in and we got to stand. We can't leave our posts as much as we'd like to. It's a season that we have to stand. Now in Psalms 94, verse 1, O Lord, to whom vengeance belongeth. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Yep. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? I'm sure we feel that way. Verse 5, they break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and the murderer, the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see. Neither shall the Lord of Jacob regard it. But guess what? He sees it. Verse 11, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him the rest of the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. Isn't that amazing? For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, and who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And on it goes. It's that whole, just read the whole psalm. We don't have time. I was going to preach on something, and I got changed yesterday. I was going to preach on Gnosticism and decreeing and declaring. Because so many people, maybe next week, the Lord willing, so many people are decreeing and declaring, and they think they're scriptural. They think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I have a whole teaching on that, about where it came from, what, blah, blah, blah. But in other words, I started going in this Gnosticism direction, and I started seeing a whole lot of things about the Gospel of Thomas. Now, the Gospel of Thomas is an added-on book. It is not a book of the Bible. It is not a book we should be reading. I had to get the Cliff Notes it's so confusing. But it helps you understand their religion of Gnosticism and how the world is being affected, not only the world but the church, with Gnosticism and what they really believe. And so I'm going to kind of do just one layer of this. It's so deep, but we're just going to go in one layer. But there is a revival going on, and it's a revival of Gnosticism. And the Gospel of St. Thomas is an old book, and it has always been an attack against the Bible. And the Gospel of Thomas is another gospel, and it's another Jesus. They use these names, they use the characters, but they twist all of their, everything is twisted. Everything is inverted backwards, which you're going to see. And the only reason I'm going into this is because as I started studying it, I thought, this is what's happening to our children right now. This Gnosticism, I don't want to go ahead of myself, but this is happening, and you don't think you need to know this, but this is something you need to know. And a lot of times I'll kind of ease in and kind of give the heavy stuff at the end. Well, I'm not going to do that today because most people don't finish the end. surveys have been gone out that most people, especially this new generation, they have such an attention span of 5 minutes, and that's it. But I'm not for you 5-minuters because it doesn't even take 5 minutes for me to warm up. And then I got to get going. But Gnosticism is fool's gold. It's Satan's counterfeit. And now we have Gnosticism with the rise of mysticism. And the definition of mysticism, once again, I've taught about a lot of these things before, and I thought it was interesting. The word of the year for the dictionary was gaslighting. How many times are we taught on gaslighting, where they deny your reality, they destroy your reality and give you a false narrative? And this is what we've lived through in the last few years. And heads up, you better know what it is, because you better know what your reality really is, or the devil will try to tell you what the reality is. The quest for higher hidden truth, that's what mysticism is. And spiritual experiences and knowledge of God using your imagination, intuition, which is a feeling to make decisions, so-called Holy Spirit revelations, and subjective feelings. So we're moving away from the Bible, but they're trying to move you into all of these signs and wonders and all this stuff, which is mysticism and Gnosticism. And because Christians don't know what that is, they're moving in right along, and they think it's revival. They think they're having a revival, but it's a revival of the occult, and it's a revival of Gnosticism. And the Gnostics were always enemies of true Christianity, and so they are today. So Gnosticism, how does it even enter the church? By Christian media, through the real and the false teachings being mixed together. The Gnostic, what do? They promise a secret knowledge. Now, this is the thing. John 18:20, Jesus said, "In secret I have done nothing. In secret I said nothing." The real Jesus doesn't do things in secret. The false Jesus, the mystics and the Gnostics, they're seeking for hidden revelations. And if you find them, you have to be elite. And then they give you the mindset that you're elite. And what happens is there's no compassion, there's no love, it's just pride. It's a lot of pride. So the Gnostics promise a secret knowledge of the divine realm, or mystical knowledge gotten by experience, rather than, it's another gospel. And all this does is it puts man in charge. And this is what decreeing and declaring really is. It puts man in charge, and he thinks he's controlling his destiny, and that God has to obey him because he's decreeing it and declaring it, where they take a couple scriptures, I'm not going to go into that teaching, but when I do, I'll show you the scriptures they use and how that is not what we're even told to do in prayer. We're supposed to ask. Yes. Yes. And so what happens, people aren't praying anymore and asking, they're declaring and decreeing, which is a form of Gnosticism. So now the New Age threat, which is really, let me get into this, but then Alice Bailey, who I've taught on many times before, she said the church serves but a, this is kind of small print, the New Age threat, it's really not the New Age, it's an old age coming back. It's the old Egypt, it's Babylon, it's all of this stuff. In the Old Testament, they taught us about the abominations and the thoughts of men was evil continuously. It's coming, what they want to bring back into all this stuff through the New Age. So Alice Bailey wrote this in 1917. The church movement, and I'm going to skip some of this, serves but a transient resting place for the evolving life. Eventually there will appear the church universal, and its definite outlines will appear towards the close of this century. The Christian church and its many branches shall serve as a nucleus through which world illumination may be accomplished. The prime work of the church is to teach and teach ceaselessly, preserving the outer appearance in order to teach the many who are accustomed to church usages. And then they talk about how the sacraments must be mystically interpreted and the power of the church to heal must be demonstrated. Even though they say people are getting healed, they're really not. A lot of these people. According to Alice Bailey, the church is being used as just a part of an overall plan to bring in world peace, world domination, to set up the kingdom on earth. Now, you have to know that we're going to, the kingdom of God is not of this earth. But all of these people that are in Gnosticism believe they can set up the kingdom on earth. They can have the heaven on earth. And this is going to make more sense as we go into some of the things that they believe tonight. In the church, there are disciples of the great ones. When their great ones shall appear, they're the Gnostics or the New Age apostles. They're apostles and prophets. And I'm sure they're all getting ready to give you a new word for the next year. They're the same old thing. God's going to, you're going to have this, you're, you know. They are steadily gathering momentum, and before long they will enter upon their designated task. There is a task to have a one world religion. When it is observed, absolutes for the literal word of God, they will find before long the church and the new age merging into one force. Talks about the God of forces. And Daniel, we talked about that. So we're seeing that they're infiltrating the churches and they want the church and the new age movement to become one. We are going to see that in the next few years like we have never seen before. You that have eyes to see, you know it's already happening. So since the inception of the church, Gnosticism has been the arch enemy. This is what 1 John, they were talking about. This is Gnosticism. But in these last days, it's proving to be one of the most threats to the church, to the Christian faith, and to the written word of God. It's not simple faith anymore, but it's like faith. Faith is a force. Everything is a force. The force of righteousness is a force, the force, the force. Totally, the word force isn't even used in the Bible, but that's what they call the force of faith, and it's all about man. We've talked a lot about that. So according to the writings of Alice Bailey, and I want to get into this one specific thing. What is the New Age agenda? What is, we want to call it, it doesn't matter if it's New Age, it's just a name that they put on it. You could call it Luciferianism, you could call it the merchants of the earth, the kings of the earth, all these wicked things which have to come to pass, unfortunately, that the Bible talks about. So what is their agenda? And I'm just going to list a couple, but I'm only going to get into one. The first one, merge God and nature. Do we see this happening with the new 10 green commandments that they just pronounced? So what is that? That's a merging of God and nature. It's the climate religion. Okay? Then there's eugenics. This is their plan. But the one I want to talk about tonight, today, or wherever you are, it's to eradicate the male and the female distinction. Yep. This is their agenda. And you look at it, how is it going to affect you? Well, it's affecting our kids right now because it's in the cartoons. Yeah. Boy, the enemy loves to use cartoons. And they have to tell us their plans because they believe that if they tell the enemy their plans, that they can be forgiven by their gods. It's part of their religion. So they do these in movies. They tell things that they're going to happen. Sometimes you look back at movies 12 years ago, things are happening right now. Because that's how they operate. It's part of their religion. So they eradicate the male and female distinction. It's called androgyny. And what's androgyny? It's unisex gender. It's a mixture of male and female reversal. And what they believe, and this is their religion, is both genders are in one person. So this is a strange concept. If you're still in the matrix, you won't believe this. But as we study this, you're going to see this is already happening. Yeah. This is in plain sight right now if you know what to look for about the pronouns that they're using. And they believe that you can't use the word female and male because they want their kingdom to come. It is going to come faster if they bring in this religion, this whole unisex gender fluidity and all this stuff that we're hearing about, and no one understands why it's happening. Well, it's happening because this is part of the agenda, and it's not going to stop. Just so you know, we got to prepare for this, and we've got to prepare our kids and our grandkids, and then the hard part is nobody wants to hear it. And that's why it's frustrating for me as just trying to teach. It's like people, I want to hear bubbly, fun messages because, you know, I want to go feel tickled, but they're blind leading the blind. Blind people. And the Bible says, who will warn them for me? Well, I want to say, I will, Lord. So, this is some quotes that they said. How do you lead the world to unite and bring religions together? Education. Parents, watch out for what your kids are learning. There's about to be a switch. Now, this is a quote from the former Secretary General of the United Nations. Said, the world will not change and find peace if there is not a new education. New education. All right, so put your seatbelts on here. Now, this is another gospel and another Jesus, okay? This is not what the Bible says. This is the Gnostic literature of St. Thomas. And what is that? It's a series of secret sayings. And see if I can even ascribe to Jesus. So what they're saying is that Jesus gives secret knowledge. This is a mystic, this is a Gnostic. And that their Jesus that they follow, they evolve. And they get all of this. Watch out for the words elevate, elevation, all these different things, because they believe that there's a spark in man and you know, you just keep evolving. But Jesus does nothing in secret. Nope. But these sayings are secretive sayings. And I'm going to go through a couple of the secret sayings, and you're not going to believe how this fits right in with what we're going through today. The Gospel of Thomas is grounded in Gnosticism, the philosophical and religious movement that stressed the redemptive power of knowledge acquired by divine revelation. Now remember, when we would get prophet so-and-so or apostle so-and-so saw Jesus, Jesus appeared to him 7 times. And every time Jesus appeared to him, he'd give him another revelation. And basically, you don't need to ask, you need to declare now. Every time he'd get another revelation, it would change the Bible. Think, and this is the other thing, where we were taught, said, don't touch the anointed. Well, what a clever plan of the devil to make people not think. We were taught not to think. Yeah. Do not question anything. If this prophet tells you, it's got to be so. So we all were conditioned to defend our false prophet. And if someone said anything about him, what'd we do? Cut him off. Yeah. We're so loyal. We're so loyal deceivers. Deceived. Well, that's what happens when you follow a cult. You do whatever they say and you don't think. And I just want you to think for yourself, think outside the box, come out of the matrix, do your own research. Don't follow any, study this yourself and see what the conclusions you come to. Nobody's going to do this for us. We've got to learn to find out truth. So they believe that salvation consists of self-knowledge, not being born again, but the way they use the term born again, but it's not the way that we have been taught being born again by the blood, accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They believe it's self-knowledge. It's always about more wisdom and the secret sayings. And the baptism results in restoration to the premortal state. Now, this is what they believe, that man and woman in one person, they believe that Adam was one, half man and half woman. And that when he fell, he split. And now there's a woman and the man. I know it's crazy, but this is what they believe. And they believe that you have to come back. If you were born a man, you have to find your woman part. And if you were vice versa, because they believe that that's part of putting the real Adam back and you're no longer in the fall. Everything they believe is opposite of what the Bible says. It's twisted. And if you understand that, then you'll see why they're passing laws, why things are changing so rapidly and so fast is because we live in a world of Gnosticism. And this has been going on for a long time. But now it makes us angry because it's affecting our children. And this is the goal. Go after the next generation. Start educating them. Just like this quote that I talked about. Educate a new education. So what are we going to find out that the new education is going to be? They tell you. The baptism results in the restoration of the man and woman in one person, like Adam, they said, male and female into a single one. The main interest of saying 22, it's a secret revelation now. Remember, Jesus, the real Jesus doesn't do anything in secret. But they have many secret sayings, and this is the secret saying number 22 from the Gospel of St. Thomas, the Gnostic literature. However, lies in what follows the disciples' question. They said, Jesus, when you make the two into one, and when you make the inner as the outer, and the upper as the lower, and when you make male and female into a single one, so that the male shall not be male and the female shall not be female, then you will enter the kingdom. So their religion, they believe, you hear a lot about this, I have to not use certain words so I don't get cut off right away. All these changes going on now with the sexes and the genders, this is all by design, this has all been planned, and this is their religion that they enter in. They become godly, they become as gods when they can get the male and the female in one body. Now, I taught this a couple years ago and people freaked out and didn't understand it. You have to understand, once you see it, you can't unsee it, because they have these people in secret everywhere. And once you start seeing, that's not a woman. That's not a woman. And they're not even hiding it anymore. But they've been doing this for so long that we are all deceived under pharmakeia, the sorceries, the wickedness. By pharmacies, they can do everything. They can do surgeries. They can do hormones. I can't even believe I'm teaching on this. But the name of the two-in-oneness appears repeatedly in Gnostic literature. This is what they're talking about, the two-in-one, the circle. Here's another Gnostic teaching. As for the male with the female, it simply means that a brother should not think of a sister as female, nor the sister think of him as a male. When you do these things, he says, my father's kingdom will come. So we get into these pronouns now, right? And why are they doing it? Because they're calling in the kingdom. They want all of this. They believe that as they do this, that their kingdom will come. Well, this is the Antichrist system. This is the beast system. And we don't know about it because nobody talks about it. And no one talks about it because people want to get rejected. I don't want to talk about that. Well, guess what? We're already ejected. So it doesn't matter. We just have to warn people that this is happening and they're after our kids. Yeah. And it makes me mad. One thing for an adult to make their own choices, but I remember my son, he was always one that liked my youngest one, my 6'11 son. He's 6'9, whatever. He's over the top. But he was always changing his clothes to be something. One day he'd be Bible man. The next day he'd be Gospel Bill or whatever it was. And I can't imagine saying when he was 6 years old, what do you want to be permanently? Because they don't know what they want to be. They're playing. They're pretending. They're in fantasy land. And for people to let these kids make these decisions at such a young age is going to have a tremendous impact on them later in life. And they're just not in their right minds. And the parents have lost their minds too. So the core message of the Gospel of Thomas is on the theme of two becoming one. Looking back towards the androgynous unity that existed before the diversity found in world creation. So they believed before the earth was formed, all this stuff, the man and woman were connected as one. They were as one. And a Taoist symbol is more familiar in the West. It's the yin-yang, the yin-yang symbol. It's the female and male energies, and they enfold each other to form a circle. And I know a lot of you want to shut this off. It's too weird. But guess what? We're in weird now. We're in circus land. We're in the Clownsville. So you might as well know who the clowns are.
Amen.
So the symbol, the yin-yang, female and energy, they each other to form a circle. Itself is a universal expression of perfect unity. The circular economy. The circular, where they now want to put chips in your brain to go into the cloud. They want transhumanism. All of this stuff is working towards everything becoming one. This is what they believe. We even have TV channels that call it the circle channel. Why? Why is it? What is the circle? Do your own research on that. Another symbol of unity is widespread. Man and woman as two beings in one person, neither male nor female, but both combined into one. Androgyny, the term for this symbol of union, returning to sexual oneness. I know it's hard to believe, but this is what's going on. Simon Peter, in this another one of the Gospels of Thomas, he says to the gathered disciples that Mary Magdalene should leave them, for women are not worthy of life. Their Jesus replies that he himself will lead her in order to make her male, so that she too may become a living spirit resembling you males. You look on the movie stars right now on these shows, and you cannot see a woman there. It's hard to find women there. These are all for women. This has been happening in plain sight, and nobody will talk about it. And when they do, you think they're nuts. Someone told us this 5 years ago, and I thought, well, they're nuts. I mean, you know, I love you, but, you know, you're warped. You're warped. You're just plain freaking warped. Well, whenever you find something out, that's what you feel like. You feel like, so when you come out of the matrix and you see this has been happening on these shows, oh, I could tell you a lot. I have to calm down. For every woman who will make herself male will enter the kingdom of heaven. They believe that transferring from female to male or male to female is going to get them into heaven. Their heaven on earth, their kingdom on earth, and their dominionism, the dominion of everything, the dominionism that we've been taught is not biblical. All right, let me get through this. The Gospel of Thomas, saying in 61, so their secret 61, Salome says to their Jesus, they call Jesus, "Who are you, man?" she asks. And this Jesus replies, "I am he who exists from the undivided." He goes on to say that someone who is divided will be filled with darkness, but someone who is undivided will be filled with light. This is one of the notable sayings on the theme of oneness. The kingdom will come when the male and female become one. They believe in their religion. Everyone's entitled to believe. This is an educational show. Everybody's entitled to believe what they want. But you have to know where some of these things are coming from. So people are accepting these doctrines and these agendas without knowing where is this coming from. Why all of a sudden is this education, everything is changing, movies are changing, everything you watch now, it's, well, get ready, because this is just the tip of the iceberg of where we're going with this. Not too much more on this subject. I know this is hard to take. But this is a gospel that does not need the cross. It's the gospel of, this is why the Bible tells us don't add to or take away. Because these gospels are added on. They're added on. It's not what our Jesus said. It's another gospel. It's another Jesus. And he's telling you to do the reverse of what the true Bible, which what our Bible says. This is their religion. Now, gnosis, it's Greek for knowledge, awareness, experience, and knowledge of the presence of God, realizing the divine spark within, and know that he is a member of the elite. And the faith message we came out of, you talk about elite. We were so arrogant, thinking we had truth and no one else did. And very little compassion was shown on people that were going through things. It's you don't have enough gnosis. You don't have enough knowledge. You don't have enough. You haven't arrived yet. Wait till you go to the next level of faith. You need another faith convention. You need another faith teaching. And it wasn't faith at all. It's Gnosticism. A manifested, this is what they call them now. They're the members of the elite. Manifested sons of God, the overcomers, the first fruit, a new breed, the kingdom now, the NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation, and the New Age. This is all Gnosticism and mysticism. Communication with angels, divine visitation and out-of-the-body experiences. Oh boy, when I'd have an out, I just would seek for those, man. I was going to be the glory girl. How about you guys? Just glory, glory. I want your glory. And we were so sincere. And the latter rain movement is full of mixtures, contradictions. It's not what you think it is at all. That's another teaching in itself. I've studied the whole latter rain movement or the Pentecostal revival. It ended up in abuse and a falling away from the true gospel and into a cult, centering in on man, his desires, his dreams, his power, his faith. Everything's about you. Gnosticism is at the core. Gnosticism is at the core. One more time, in case you're not listening. If you're sleeping, wake up now. Some people go, "I put you on when I go to bed. Okay, I'm waking you up. Gnosticism is at the core of Freemasonry. A great portion of Mason membership is in the Christian clergy. And that's why the strong Gnosticism influence is in the churches. Welcome. To have your eyes open if you've made it through this far. No wonder the masses are open to the modern Gnostic apostles and prophets or the present-day prophetic movement. They've slipped in. They've slipped in. But you know, they're going to come and reveal themselves. Yeah. More and more you're going to start seeing fake signs and wonders. They're starting, they've always done the false signs and wonders, but things are going to increase now. And many people are coming out of these movements because they're seeing a lot of different things. They're seeing truth. They're seeing things that, and encourage people to share these videos while you can. We have an open window right now, very open, and sign up to my backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2. We've just put that in there. And then I also want to make another announcement. I've gotten a hold of my web guy and told him to update everything. Some people have had a hard time with that giving thing, and they haven't been able to, or they haven't been able to figure it out. Or I told him, just update it all. It's going to cost a lot, but thankfully you guys will help me get this, and we're getting a new computer. We just have to do everything. It's time for a lot of different changes, just so it can make it easier for all of you to experience our website, in case we have to just go to our website and put everything on the website. I'm so trying to be careful not to get a strike, but on the other hand, I'm getting so tired of not saying the stuff I know, because I know so much, but I know truth, there's a war on truth right now. They don't want, the narrative is very strict, so we'll see where it goes. Experiences are being set up as the criteria for truth and the basis for faith, and we now have an apostate church full of mystics. And one of the clue was, many years ago now, one of my friend died now, but her sister was still contacting me, and she said, listen to so-and-so. And I thought, there's no way I would listen to this person. They were just so out there. And she said, she's a mystic like you. And I thought, okay, why would they say that we're in the same boat? And I really had to self-check, say, what, I am not a mystic. Why am I referred to as a mystic? Because we were taught mysticism and we were taught Gnosticism in our churches. That's a hard repentance right there. But once you come out of it, take a deep breath. Okay, God's forgiven us. We've moved on. We have to expose it. Whatever you've been in that was wrong, you have a passion to expose it. And that's what I have. I have a passion to expose, and a lot of people don't understand it. Well, you're so different than what you used to be, and used to be so kind and loving, and now you just expose things. Because the time is short. We don't have time. My ear-tickling messages are gone. And if we have to take any more down, we will. Like Simon the Sorcerer, signs and wonders are sought. They're sought instead of repentance and a right heart before God. Okay, what are some of the entry points into mysticism? Number one, we talked about this last week, positive thinking. Positive thinking did not come from the Bible. It's mystic and Gnostic. And Norman Vincent Peale, Robert Schuller brought these things in. Self-potential, decreeing and declaring. It replaces prayer. Think about it. Now we don't have a humble people. We have a proud, arrogant people that just decree and declare, demand. What a difference. It's narcissism and a lifelong journey into self and deep things of Satan, the occult. Gnostic faith is mystic. It's a false reality, and it's superstitious. Say this 7 times every day. Confess this 7 times every day. Well, what happened to these people that confessed? It didn't happen, and they're all backslidden now. They don't want to have anything to do with church. That's true. And we raised our kids in this thinking it was right, and they don't want to hear about it now because they think you're weird. Gnostic faith is mystic, and it's false reality and superstitious, plus elitism, full of pride. The Gnostics saying scriptures are not God's total revelation. Here we go. Let's shoot off into another realm. This is Gnosticism, where you leave the Bible, that old dusty book. Now we have new revelations and we have new prophets. These new prophets are going to bring new revelations. We're so excited. The Gnostics saying scriptures are not God's total revelation. He speaks to them within now. God's always speaking to these people. God told me to do this. I always run from people that talk like this. God told me, God told me, God told me. Oh, this and that. Oh, boy, and we used to be like that. They play the God card. It's really hard to talk to someone when they play the God card all the time. To know God's presence, you must feel him. We sing until we feel him. We used to do that. Sing until you feel him. This is pure Gnosticism. They are disappointed if they don't feel God. God wasn't there today. I didn't feel nothing. I didn't get a goosebump. Didn't get nothing. Didn't fall out. Didn't do nothing. Okay, let me say this. I guess I did have a little bit here. Can you guys handle a little more? A Gnostic teaching, decree, and declare. It centers around man, not around God. Jesus taught us to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If it be thy will is said to be a lack of faith, it disconnects from the truth and reality. The center of the decree and declare movement is to demand God to do what you want. Prayer is a place we ask. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests, not demands, your requests be made known unto God. The key to prayer is asking and believing God and trusting in him, not trusting in faith in your faith. How, well, I guess it didn't happen because you didn't have enough faith. We never do. That's why we put our trust and faith in him, because we can never have enough. And that's what walking with the Lord's all about, trusting him, not faith in our words to powerfully speak things into existence. Example, I decree in the name of Jesus, I'm healed, I'm prosperous, I declare my finances will be multiplied 10 times in the next year. So what is true Christianity? And what is a Gnostic New Age? In closing, true Christianity is based on God's word, acknowledging the deity of Jesus Christ, believes man is basically sinful and only God can correct the evil in him. We give glory to God, not ourselves. We believe in a personal God. It's based on the word of God. Jesus Christ, the one and only, fully God and fully man. The Bible, nothing should be added and nothing should be taken away. I am committed to the Lord Jesus Christ according to the scriptures. Gnosticism, New Age. Okay, here's the difference. It's based on man's word. The whole Gospel of St. Thomas was man's words. It was twisted, secrets. Man's word, the deity of man. Man is good and getting better. Gives glory to self, celebrity preachers. We have these men that we put up as icons and we follow whatever they say. They believe in God or a great force of energy. I get so tired about this energy and this vibration stuff, this energy fields. Preachers are preaching this now, and they're sucking you in. The vibes. Oh, I have good vibes around that. What's a good vibe? And then they believe in an impersonal God with good and bad. Salvation, spiritual awakening. You talk about the great awakening. This is the great awakening. It's the awakening of Gnosticism. So many Christians are sucked into this. The spiritual awakening that comes when an individual experiences his own divinity. And how to be divine? You got to put those two sexes together if you're going to want the kingdom to come according to their religion. And people are, they can have whatever religion they want. But you need to know what their religion is. Yeah. Then you find that self or the God within and you strive with works. The Bible, they pick and choose scriptures to suit their purposes. They say the scriptures can be interpreted in many different ways. Sometimes you go to church and the pastor would say, this is the only way you can interpret this verse. Mm-hmm. Run. Run fast. Take a hike. And lastly, my third closing, right? A Gnostic gospel. We can now effectively identify Gnostic thought as it emerges in the church today. They refer to themselves in many ways. And again, I'm going to say, overcomers, the first fruits, the manifested sons of God, the elect, a new breed, son of man company, the Man-Child Company. These groups can be involved in a wide spectrum of teaching, prophets and apostles, restoration, Kingdom Now theology, the New Age philosophy. A lot of this comes from the Latter Rain movement. And bear in mind, the essence of Gnosticism is finding your divinity, the God within you, by subjective experience. So if you're going to a church that says you need to have an experience, that's Gnosticism right there. If God wants to give us an experience, fine. Many of us have had things that God has done for us, but we don't go seeking for it because there's many things out there in that realm. There's many voices out there in that realm. There's a lot of deception out there. There's familiar spirits out there. So we want to come to the conclusion of our lives following the true gospel, the true God, not some gospel that is added on and makes you change your physical body. I mean, this is sounds strange, but I just saw that our taxes are going to be used to help these children change their bodies. I saw it today, just today, December 2nd. And it's just like, no, I got to say this because this is happening whether we like it or not. This is all in the background and it's not being told to you because most people don't want to warn you. But you know what? It's time to warn people.
Yeah, it is. Amen.
And if they don't believe you, dust. You know, there's some people that didn't want to hear this and I just say, you know what? It's all the things have happened anyway. You want to live in your bubble of everything's wonderful, fine, I'm on top and I'm rising. Well, guess what? It's happening to you too. You can live with your head in the sand as long as you want to, but that sand's moving and it's quicksand. The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Might make you mad first. Might really tick you off because I was deceived by thinking that none of this stuff was happening, that this world is a great place. Well, guess what? It's just our passing through. We're passing through. And what does the Bible say? Come out from among her. All of these false things that are happening, come out from, don't join. Don't give your money to it. Right?
Yeah.
So let's pray. Father, these are hard truths. But you said, who will warn? Who will warn of the wickedness? Who will stand in the day? Who will proclaim truth when it's not popular? Well, we're not looking for fans. We're looking for disciples. We're looking for people that will follow you, not follow me or any other man or woman. We're wanting people to follow you, pick up their crosses and follow you. And once you see what the enemy's doing, it's so easy to say, I'll pass on that. And that trap, I think I'll pass on that because your Holy Spirit shows us and leads us into truth. So we thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory that this world is not our home. We are not to love this world. And we're seeing more and more why you told us that. So we thank you for your word. It is truth. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, and also her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her. Be sure to check out her YouTube playlist for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org webpage and click on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.